Do you think you'll ever be a caregiver for an aging adult, such as a parent, relative, neighbor, or even a spouse? And if you do become one, are you prepared? We're going to cover these two topics on day one of the 30-day preparation plan to care for an aging adult.
Hello, Rents.
That's Anastasia. She's my 22-year-old daughter. My wife, Phyllis, and I think we did a pretty decent job of raising her. She goes around and calls us Rents. But you know what? I'm all right with that, because one day she's going to be raising us. And just wait and see what I'm going to be calling her. My name is Zach Demopoulos. I'm your host, and welcome to the Raising Rents podcast. Welcome to the Raising Rents podcast. This show is sponsored by Comfort Care, a national home care provider that will help you live your best life possible. So this is day one of the 30-day prep plan to caring for an aging parent. And it's the very first step to this plan in becoming a caregiver. What I'd like you to remember as we go through this process is that the goal of family caregiving, regardless of the circumstances that you may face, is really to provide a loved one with a comfortable, caring environment in which to grow old. So, here's the first question. Do you think you'll ever be a caregiver? Now, you may already be one, or you might start seeing the early signs of becoming one, or you may never have ever considered it. But here's some things to consider and whether or not one day you may be a family caregiver. In this country, the United States, one out of every three adults has provided some kind of unpaid care to an adult the age of 50 or older in the last 12 months. And half of them are kids caring for mom. 17% are wives caring for their ailing husbands. 10% are taking care of their dad. And 7% is a husband caring for a wife. So what is the usual reason why someone needs care? Well, the reasons vary. It could be Alzheimer's, arthritis, cancer, diabetes, heart disease. It could be surgery. It could even be an injury sustained by a fall. Alzheimer's and dementia is, though, the number one reason. Over half the caregivers are caring for someone with one of these two issues. One quarter of the caregivers are dealing with general aging issues, such as frailty, hearing loss, mobility problems. 8% of the caregivers deal with Parkinson's, and 5% deal with stroke. Here's another question for you. Do you think it matters whether you are the firstborn or the baby in the family among your siblings? Nope. It's usually where you live. 67% of adult kids who are caregivers live less than 10 miles from their aging parents. Okay, so let's say you may become a caregiver in the near future. Do you feel prepared? The 30-day prep plan is all about getting you prepared for the best outcomes possible. So let's get started. The first step is all about you. And let's break it down to three areas. I'll actually use the three letters Y-O-U, which spells you, to help identify these three areas. Y is your well-being. O is the overall financial situation, yours and your parents. And U, that's your understanding of your parents' needs. Today, we're going to focus in on your well-being. If you look it up in the dictionary, well-being can be defined as a good or satisfactory condition of existence, a state characterized by health, happiness, and prosperity. You've got to believe me when I tell you that you are not going to be able to take care of somebody as well as you can and as well as they need you to if you are not first taking care of yourself. I mean, let's face it, we all have good days and bad days. But what would you say is your overall status month to month when describing your physical, mental, emotional, and social well-being? Let's start with physical well-being. It sounds straightforward, But if you think about all the things you got to do to create a good physical well-being, it's a little overwhelming. You got to exercise well. You got to watch what you eat and get good nutrition. You got to sleep well, relax. You even have to breathe in fresh air. You need these things because when you are caregiving, you unfortunately are going to inadvertently deplete quite a bit of energy. And you got to ask yourself, even before you start caregiving, are you prepared to give that much energy? I mean, look at yourself today. Do you get tired during the day? Are you as exhausted in the evening as you are when you wake up? How well do you really eat? Are you getting regular checkups? I mean, keep in mind that the average caregiver can spend over 20 hours per week providing care for someone. And this can go on for an average of 4 years, even longer if you're caring for somebody with dementia. This is a lot of time that you're spending on someone else in addition to yourself. Mental well-being. This is equally as important. You've got to have the right mindset to create a positive environment. A positive environment is going to benefit the person that you're caring for, and it's going to benefit you. You have to know when to take a mental break. I know it sounds simple, but most people don't have enough self-awareness to know that they have to take a mental break. And mental breaks could be very simple, such as laughing, you know, anything from a giggle to when is the last time you've laughed so hard that your face hurts. You can go and take a nice hot shower or use hot towels out of the dryer. Take a drive down a scenic road. Listen to your favorite music. Make chocolate chip cookies. Yum. You can watch the sunrise or even get out of bed every morning and thank God for another beautiful day. These are all simple mental breaks that anyone can do to help create that good mental well-being. Unfortunately, though, family caregivers have reported that positive activities in their daily lives are reduced by over 25% because of their caregiving responsibilities. Hey, you're as much human as the next caregiver. Superheroes, they're only found in comic books and in the movies. You have to be aware that there are undesirable effects of caregiving, things such as depression and anxiety. In fact, studies have consistently reported that higher levels of depressive symptoms and mental health problems are among caregivers more so than they are with their non-caregiving peers. Then there's emotional well-being. So you may have heard of these terms, caregiver burnout, caregiver stress, and compassion fatigue. These, unfortunately, are unwanted outcomes of caregiving. And I've seen these situations occur with families that I've worked with over the years in my home care business. And I will tell you, they put strains on relationships like you cannot believe. People are no longer able to speak with each other politely or even talk, period. There's no more patience. It's not fun to be around these people. And you've got to look for the warning signs like exhaustion, irritation, sadness, anger, too much or too little sleep, weight gain and weight loss, frequent headaches, and bodily pain. Some even turn to drug and alcohol abuse. Others experience other medical problems that usually arise because of the insufficient nutrition, exercise, and sleep you're getting from caregiving. Last but not least, there's your social well-being. Why do caregivers feel like they must dedicate every free hour of their day to the person they're caring for? I'm here to tell you, it's not necessary. I'm also here to tell you, your parents don't want you to be around all the time. Trust me, it is important that you have a life outside of your caregiving responsibilities, whether it's going to work, hanging out with friends and family, getting involved in your community, or just having fun, going out and doing things that you enjoy with other people. This is going to have a positive impact on you. You're going to feel less guilty, you're going to get more control of your life, and you're going to increase the chances of having a happier and prosperous well-being. The better your overall well-being is, the better you're going to be a caregiver. So that's day one and the letter Y in the word you. Join us for day two as we go to the letter O in the word you. Overall financial situation, yours and your parents. I want to thank you for listening to the Raising Rents podcast. This was episode 10. If you have any questions or feedback, please go to our website, www.raisingrents.com. Click on the contacts tab. We would love to hear from you. Also, go to our website and you will find the show notes of this episode, as well as references to some of the things that we talked about. Until we talk again, remember, our parents raised us. The least we can do is help raise them. Talk to you later.